I would imagine that all of us at some point have been introduced to someone, and to try to figure out who they are, or how can we get to know them a little bit better, we ask them a series of questions like, you know, where do you live, or where do you work, or what school do you go to? Those little minor things that kind of give us a connection with that person to understand who they are, and then that they can understand who we are. They're casual questions, nothing weighty. It's not like you're asking them to explain the meaning of life, but just something there so that you can kind of come to know where they are coming from. So in our gospel today, the people are questioning, who is this man who's baptizing at the Jordan? Is he the Christ? Is he Elijah? Is he the prophet? And we are told emphatically, John admitted and did not deny, but admitted he was not the Christ. But he does admit of something. He admits that he is the voice of the Lord crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. John's whole identity is to point to someone greater than himself, to someone who's coming after him, whose sandal straps he doesn't even feel worthy enough to untie. And John's fine with it. John's fine with his identity and being able just to say, this is who I am, and this is what I'm about, preparing the way of the Lord. He is the one who's calling the people to repentance, to change of heart and mind and attitude and life. And this is a very important role for St. John, and also important for the people who are living at that time. He must prepare the people for the coming of the Messiah. And when he does this, he is fulfilling God's will, God's plan for him. This is his purpose. This is what he has to do. Here we are in the midway of Advent. And today the church calls us to rejoice. In Latin, it is called Gaudete Sunday. And we wear the rose-colored vestments to show that as we're progressing along towards Christmas, we're getting more hopeful. The joy is coming as we prepare to celebrate our Lord's birthday. But now it's hard to rejoice, isn't it? After the past 9 months, it's hard to find or see any joy in the world or in our lives, with so many things that have affected us and changed us so much during this year. With everything we've experienced, can there be joy? I sometimes think that the word happy and joy are somewhat interchanged, but they are really two different meanings. Happiness is about an emotion that comes about because of something. And so we could be happy at one moment, and the next moment we could be sad. But joy is a gift of the Holy Spirit given to us at our confirmation. It's a joy that there's a presence within us of God, that even if something is going wrong in our lives, even if something is terribly happening around us, we can still be joyful because the Spirit dwells within us and he gives us purpose and meaning and direction to our lives. And I bet you've known people in your life like that. I've known them in my life as parishioners who life seems like it's just dumping on them, and yet they'll smile and they'll say, it's okay, Father, don't worry. And I'm the one who's worried. But there's a sense of joy because they know who they are in God, who they are with Christ. And it gives them their purpose, their meaning, their direction, and it changes their whole attitude of life. Somehow they trust God even in the midst of difficulties, but they know he will lead them through it or lead them to a better spot in life. St. John could be joyful in our gospel because he knew what God wanted him to do and what God wanted him to be. Calling the people to turn away from sin, to change their immoral lives, to change their attitude of life. That's not an easy message to preach, to tell somebody, you're doing it wrong, you're being bad, that's evil. And John knows that if he does this and people repent and turn back to Christ or turn back to God, well, that's a good thing. That's the whole purpose, is calling them to change. And if they change, praise the Lord. There's something good going on in their lives. And that is something to rejoice in. Doing God's will, being the person he wants us to be, leads us to that joyful set of life, that I know who I am, I know what I'm about, And I'm okay with that. And I'm happy and pleased and joyful with that. Amidst the struggles and the disappointments and the sins, God is calling us to lean on Him, to turn away from sin and doubt, and to believe and trust that He is with us and can lead us through anything, even through this time of transition in the country, in the world, leading us to something even greater. And if we find that joy in ourselves with Christ by our side, then other people who are struggling around us may look at us and say, well, look at them. They still seem to be happy. They still seem to have that joy in their heart. And it might lead them to understand God a little bit better and change their attitudes. And that's the whole goal, is to find Christ in all things, which always leads us to a joyful life. May we look for Christ and see Him in all the aspects of our lives around us, and to reflect that joy in our hearts of knowing Christ and bring that to others.